This is from the anti-pinkwashing rally in front of Saturday Market on June 15th. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Support independent media.
On the day I was born, peace was declared for the Vietnam War. And 4 days later, the war ended. And so I feel like it's part of my purpose to help bring ceasefire
right on.
Once and for all.
Awesome. Well, you're welcome here.
Thank you. I just returned from Alaska. I will. Hi, I'm Illumina, and on the day I was born, on January 24th, 1973, peace was declared for the Vietnam War. And I had a front page of the Sun-Times, Chicago Sun-Times, in huge letters that said, peace declared. And 4 days later, in the Chicago Tribune front page, big letters, war ends.
Oh, yeah.
And so I declare, here now, cease fire and knock it off, whoever you are, wherever you're from, causing this dissonance that we no longer have to tolerate, because we realize we can say we do not consent. This is not okay. It's our planet. We live here. We want to thrive. We know how. So knock it off.
So maybe your magic is going to work again, right?
That's what I'm
saying.
So
where does your magic come from? Where did this magic come from that stopped the Vietnam War, do you think?
It's a place energy. The universe.
The universal
right,
energy.
So gather
around. The universe wants peace.
Get started with some speeches.
All right, this is
a beautiful energy. You know, goodness is real. And we must align with goodness.
But I'll get us started. First off, I just want to give us a couple. With this kind of event, an LGBT plus event, we may encounter homophobic or transphobic hecklers or people trying to come in and agitate against us with some sort of reactionary chauvinist behavior. Please do not engage. Do not engage. Please look for a de-escalator within the crowd. Right now, we don't have a way to demarcate ourselves, but if the ones that are here could just raise their hands for de-escalators. All right. We'll have more as this happens. And we don't anticipate any problems today, but this is just to keep us safe. A lot of those people that are hecklers are literally trying to get a lawsuit out of you. So it's not about peace policing. It's about keeping everybody safe, especially during Pride Month, when we usually see a lot of violence against trans people. Another reminder that I want to give as well is do not talk to the police. You see the pigs over there? Do not talk to those police. Please reach out to our de-escalator if they come over and ask anything. We are within our First Amendment right to be here, and we will exercise that amendment. So, but I'll go ahead and get started with my speech. So my name is Cameron Alexandria Stringfield. I live here in Eugene, Oregon. I am a trans woman and a lesbian, and I am the National Director of People's LGBT Plus United Society. Plus. And just as a little background on that, so we got started less than a year ago. We pulled together some people from across the country that wanted to see a working class-based LGBT plus organization doing the work. You know, we're not for corporate pride. We're not for pinkwashing. We are for the working class and their liberation from imperialism, period. So, but I am so happy to see all of you here today. Comrades, siblings, friends, taking time out of your day to attend an uncommon type of pride event, a protest of pinkwashing. Pride events are now often festivals and concerts, and the only political presence at these events are those orgs that can afford to table at these events. Boo! Quit pricing us out of pride. These corporate infested, police escorted, liberal led, completely unaffordable events are just part of the unfortunate way in which imperialism tries to co-opt and weaponize our movement and our struggles for its benefit. Raytheon and the FBI march in pride parades. Walmart and Amazon get booths easily. It takes nothing for them to effortlessly spew their propaganda, making you think that somehow army barracks and the Amazon warehouses are both getting safer now for LGBT plus people. It's a lie. Police departments and the CIA laud their supposed advancements in diversity as a way to justify their continued abuses. Pride started as an uprising in 1969 at Stonewall. No corporation or government institution gave a damn about Stonewall or gays or any of that stuff at the time. Neither did they when the Gay Liberation March occurred in 1970, commemorating the uprising with original working class pride parades. Neither did they when thousands of us were being neglected and left to die of AIDS throughout the 80s and 90s. Neither did they when LGBT plus people were struggling for same-sex marriage throughout the 90s and 2000s. Suddenly, when the levels of consciousness are raised and the movement sees some success and some societal acceptance, the corporations steal our symbolism just to sell it back to us. I say we steal it back. And I say there is not a damn thing good for me as a trans woman in the Eugene Police Department, U.S. military, NATO, or any intelligence agency. These brutal, oppressive institutions do nothing for the LGBT plus community or any other oppressed community. Their weaponization of the LGBT plus community in all of its forms is known as pinkwashing. The United States government is not alone in this. Israel may be the inventor of it. I've written before in our publication, the Stonewall Lives Bulletin, how Israel is a key example of pinkwashing. Israel presents itself to the world as a haven for LGBT plus people, a safe refuge for us, just like they promised to Jewish people through Zionism. While LGBT plus rights are somewhat better in Israel than other Middle Eastern countries, they are increasingly becoming under attack by the most extreme forces in the Israeli political arena. And this ignores the plight of the Palestinian people and the ways in which apartheid, occupation, ethnic cleansing, racism, settlement, bombardment, starvation, scholasticide, and much more are impacting the LGBT plus Palestinians. They aren't supportive of us in the name of love, as one IOF soldier holding a banner in the bloody ruins of Gaza put it.
Shame!
But rather they use it for their propaganda, demonizing Palestinians, Arabs, and Muslims. Much of this propaganda is targeted at Americans and other Westerners.
Bingo.
Just one second.
Yeah!
Woo!
Woo! Free Palestine!
They repeat the same old talking points about how Palestinians and Arabs hate gays and how Hamas will throw you off of a roof or shoot you against a wall. They claim you cannot live life openly as LGBT plus in Gaza without violence. Ironically, right now, this is true. Life for anyone in Gaza right now is hell because of the genocide.
That's right.
This aside, these claims have very little evidence to them and are based on Western colonial tropes about Arab society that don't fully accurately represent it. And there are plenty of examples of LGBT plus people living in Palestine openly. There are the Aswat and Al-Quds groups, which operate from Haifa, but have openly opposed these occupations and were even briefly banned by the Palestinian Authority, at least in the case of Al-Quds. There is another group, Queers in Palestine, that published a liberatory demand from Queers in Palestine after October 7th, which called for BDS strikes educating about Palestine, pressuring representatives into ceasefires and stopping military aid and shutting down flows of commerce. All of these groups stand as a testament to the presence of our community in Palestine, and it's a contradiction to the Israeli pinkwashed narrative. Our community in the U.S. and all progressive LGBT plus orgs in our communities where we live should take a stance on the genocide. Call for an immediate and permanent ceasefire. Call out the pinkwashing from the Israeli government and stand with and uplift the queer Palestinian and queer Jewish voices. Transponder, that means you especially.
Right.
Remember the phrase from the AIDS epidemic, silence equals death. Repeat it with me. Silence equals death. We need the leaders of our local queer communities to lead on taking the right stand at this moment in history. We've got your back if you've got ours. At PLUS, we make it clear. We are horrified at the genocide in Palestine of over 40,000 people, as well as the ongoing scholasticide, ecocide, and displacement of almost all of Gaza's population. We say, stop this genocide! Immediate and permanent ceasefire! End U.S. military aid to Israel! Boycott, divest, sanction! End the occupation! Free Palestine!
Free Palestine! Free Palestine!
And before I hand this to other speakers, I want to briefly tell you that pinkwashing is not just limited to Israel, even in the present moment. This technique is used against plenty of other Middle Eastern countries, including Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and Yemen, all being bombed by Israel, US, and the UK as the genocide in Palestine continues. They use pinkwashing against Iran, China, North Korea, Russia, and more as well. NATO acts like it and all of its member states are havens for the LGBT plus community.
Abolish NATO.
And then it is somehow a vanguard for our rights. NATO and the Banderite regime in Ukraine invoke pinkwashing in their war against Russia and the peoples of the Donbass region of eastern Ukraine. Meanwhile, they ignore the violent oppression of LGBT plus people in member states of NATO such as Poland, Italy, Turkey, and more in the United States. Even with Taiwan and Hong Kong, we can see pinkwashing playing out as a Western tool against China. We have to be cognizant of this international. We have to be cognizant of this international phenomenon and not let the imperialists use our oppression here or anywhere else to justify economic or military consequences against countries or people that won't conform to our interests. We have to be careful with our solidarity and understand how our voices and bodies can best be used for the LGBT plus struggle here and in the places the West interferes in. Lastly, we must uphold those countries that are not in the imperialist bloc that have made enormous progress on LGBT plus rights and representation. Such as socialist Cuba, who has shown the entire world that a socialist republic can be pro-LGBT plus and that socialized medicine is a godsend for our community. All whilst dealing with American saber-rattling, COVID-19, and an illegal economic blockade by the U.S., we must stand against the blockade on Cuba and say, Cuba si bloqueo no! Repeat after me. Cuba si bloqueo no! Cuba si bloqueo no!
Viva Cuba!
Abolish NATO!
Vietnam has also made strides in eliminating discrimination against its queer community. These are wins that the mainstream imperialist media will never recognize. It does not fit their narrative, and it pokes holes in the idea that it is so great for us here. That rainbow capitalism works, or that socialists and people of color are homophobic. Rainbow capitalism doesn't work. Liberation does. People of color around the world aren't homophobic. Western chauvinists are. Our liberation doesn't rely on the ruling class. They aren't presenting us with liberation. They're presenting us with liberalism. Our liberation relies on us, on each other, on the working class. Our liberation, as well as Palestinian liberation, black liberation, women's liberation, and all liberation, is tied to the liberation of mankind from imperialism once and for all. With that, I want to leave you all off with a quote from Comrade Fidel Castro in an interview he did in 2010 with the La Jornada newspaper in Havana, where he apologized for his role in LGBT plus oppression in Cuba early on. At the conclusion of his interview, he said, "The world of the future has to be common, and the rights of human beings have to be above individual rights. And it will be a rich world where rights are equal for all. The interviewer asked, "How are you going to achieve that, Commander?" He said, "Educating, educating, creating trust and love." Thank you all so much for listening.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. Thanks for being here. My name is Sam Cook, and I'm an organizer with the Party for Socialism and Liberation. This Pride rally is different than others because we are here today to speak out against the ongoing genocide in Gaza perpetuated by the State of Israel and to call out pinkwashing. Israel's state apparatus and Zionist defenders have gone into overdrive to justify the atrocities which we are seeing on television and on our phones every day for the last 9 months, including images of IDF soldiers planting pride flags over the ruins of demolished homes, mosques, and schools with slogans like "In the Name of Love."
Shame! Shame!
We are now in the month of June, which, as you all know, is Pride Month. A well-known talking point from Zionists has been Israel's alleged support for the LGBT community, in contrast to their quote-unquote barbaric and quote-unquote backwards Arab neighbors. There have been pride parades in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, apparently to signal how enlightened and progressive Israel is. This is absolutely false. Israel is a state governed by a religious fundamentalist ideology and supported by homophobic religious fundamentalism here in the United States. Gay marriage is not permitted in Israel. Women cannot initiate divorce against their husbands. The power of religious theocratic rule over family life in Israel is absolute. Both Israeli propagandists and American supporters of Israel will trot out the mistreatment of the LGBT community in Arab countries to justify Israeli supremacy. We must call
That's
out
not
this
a democracy.
American evangelicals, who compose the most ardent defenders of Israel, will suddenly pretend to care about violence against the LGBT community when it could be cynically weaponized in favor of Israel. These are the most violently homophobic people in our country, who support driving the LGBT community underground or out of existence completely, as we have seen with over 500 bills introduced across the country targeting queer people.
Shame.
In Israel, their shallow support or their shallow acceptance of certain LGBT people in certain spaces does not make Israel a progressive island and safe harbor for queer people in the Middle East. Israel murders LGBT Palestinians indiscriminately in Gaza and the West Bank. Their homes are demolished or stolen. Defenders of Israel will ask, "Where is the Pride Parade in Gaza?" The answer is that there couldn't be one under the occupation because the Israeli military attacks and brutalizes any gathering of Palestinians in Gaza, including peaceful demonstrations. In previous generations, the Middle East was portrayed by imperialists as decadent and sexually deviant, in need of Western moral civilizing. And now that the LGBT community in the West has made significant cultural gains, the very same colonial ideology has needed to flip on the question in order to perpetuate the conquest of Palestine. Now, some may ask, why is this relevant to Pride Month? The answer is that true LGBT liberation is dependent upon the liberation and self-determination of all peoples, everywhere. The LGBT struggle is only meaningful if it is combined with the struggle against capitalism, imperialism, and colonialism. Liberation for Palestinian members of the LGBT community is entirely dependent upon the end of the occupation. The systems used to enact apartheid, surveillance, and state violence against our Palestinian siblings are the same systems used by police here locally and across the United States to brutalize members of our community, including the disproportionate targeting of LGBT people and people of color. None of us are free until all of us are. In the words of Marsha P. Johnson, leader of the queer liberation movement of the 1960s and 70s, including the Stonewall Uprising, "No pride for some of us without liberation for all of us." The only moral position when it comes to the question of sexuality and gender in occupied Palestine and beyond is decolonization and national liberation. Any other narrative misses the point entirely. We demand freedom and self-determination for Palestinians. We demand the end of apartheid and its false support of LGBT rights. We are against the use of our identities to justify ethnic cleansing and genocide of our Palestinian siblings. No pride in genocide, no pride in apartheid. We demand a free Palestine from the river to the sea. Thank you.
No pride in genocide!
And I'll pass it over to Justin.
Hi, everyone. My name is Justin Phillip. I'm one of the founding members of the University of Oregon Faculty and Staff for Justice in Palestine. Proud to be part of that group. I'm also the co-chair of the Eugene chapter of the Pacific Green Party, the secretary of the Pacific Green Party, and I am now the Green nominee to represent Oregon's 4th Congressional District in the U.S. House of Representatives. I'm not going to make this all about the Green Party, but let me say just a few things. I'm proud to say that the Green Party has supported the boycott, divestment, and sanction movement since its inception in 2005. And gay rights and marriage equality have always been part of the Green Party since we first put our shared beliefs down on paper in 1984. Jill Stein, the Green Party presidential nominee, argued for same-sex marriage when she ran for governor of Massachusetts in 2002. She was the first gubernatorial candidate to do so in the state that first gave us marriage justice. Jason West, Green mayor of New Paltz, New York, was arrested, handcuffed, charged for marrying 26 same-sex couples in 2004. All of that is to say we have long supported both the Palestinian struggle and the struggle of our queer friends. As Fannie Lou Hamer said, nobody's free until everybody's free. And I believe that sentiment is at the heart of a lot of our organizing. I'm here today to join with you as an ally and to join the call to reject pinkwashing. We say there is no pride in genocide. That's because pride is a celebration. Hosting a pride flag among the ruins of Gaza is not a celebration. It's a theft of queer identity, and it's an exploitation of LGBT plus community, used to manufacture the consent for a genocide. Shame.
Shame!
We are here to say we will not let colonialists and imperialists use this community to wash away their sins against humanity. Pinkwashing will not remove the blood from their hands. Pinkwashing is a form of propaganda. It is an attempt to manufacture consent for the genocide of a people. Israel attempts to manufacture consent for their genocidal action by painting a picture of themselves as civilized and of the Palestinians as uncivilized. And they use pinkwashing to do this. If one can successfully dehumanize a people, it becomes much easier to perpetrate horrors against those people. This is a theme we've seen before through history. The colonizer has employed this tactic time and time again. We've seen it here in North America when official government documents often use terms like savage and uncivilized to describe native people. Words like these serve to justify the taking of indigenous lands and the murder of indigenous people. Shame.
Shame!
The oppressor used a similar tactic against black people whose families were brought here as slaves. Black people have been depicted as brutes, savages, and violent. But every accusation from the oppressor is a confession. Proponents of slavery created and promoted images of black people that justified slavery and soothed white consciences. The terrible crime, most often mentioned and connected with the quote-unquote black brute, was rape, specifically the rape of a white woman. The claim that black brutes were, in epidemic numbers, raping white women became the public rationalization for the lynching of black people. Mob lynching was a brutal and savage event, and it necessitated that the lynching victim be seen as equally brutal and savage. And the more black people stood up and demanded their rights, the more the oppressor came down on them. Are we seeing the parallels? Yep. Similarly, proponents of Israeli apartheid and occupation seek to create and promote images of Palestinians as evil. They make wild claims, not backed by any evidence, of mass rape, beheaded babies, babies in ovens, to justify the ethnic cleansing they're carrying out. Shame. Israel understands the power of public perception, which is why it tries to portray itself as the civilized society. But what is civilized about trying to destroy a civilization? What is civilized about destroying every university and hospital in Gaza? What is civilized about murdering innocent civilians? Malcolm X said, if you're not careful, The newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Time and space have allowed for us to safely call those things for the great injustices that they were, and in many respects continue to be. But for some reason, that's harder for people to do when it happens in real time. The president of the University of Oregon refuses to call what's happening in Gaza a genocide. Never mind that he had no problem calling the events of October 7th an act of genocide. At the University of Oregon, they will read a land acknowledgement statement before every meeting. But if you dare ask them to divest from genocide like I did, they will call you into a meeting, tell you they're placing you on paid administrative leave pending your termination.
Shame!
Native American students have no trouble seeing the connection between their struggle and what's happening in Palestine. Painting Palestinians as savages incapable of pursuing self-determination is both infantilizing and patronizing. And never mind that gay marriage isn't legal in Israel. They don't want to talk about the fact that they use gay Palestinians' identity against them and blackmail them into becoming informants. They erase the Palestinian organizations like Aswad, Al-Qaz, and Palestinian Queers for Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, who are pursuing queer liberation right now. There's a hierarchy of needs when it comes to rights and liberation. There's not much time to fight for queer liberation when you're fighting for your very existence. So I say to you, do not let them co-opt the movement for queer liberation to uphold their oppression of the Palestinian people. It's not enough to call out this propaganda, although calling it out is necessary. We must continue to apply pressure on politicians and corporate entities in the streets, on the campuses, and at the ballot boxes. We can't let Joe Biden light the White House up like a rainbow and then send bombs to be rained down on Palestinians. So what can we do? We can have conversations. I'm so grateful for Cameron for taking the lead on organizing this event. It's opened up so many conversations already. When I tell people I'm going to a pride rally against pinkwashing, they say, what's pinkwashing? So it's given us an opportunity to have those conversations with our friends and our family. So thank you for that. What else can we do? We can continue to apply pressure. Let's push on every lever we can. Let's take it from the streets, to the campus, to the ballot box, and let's see a free Palestine in our lifetimes together. Thank you.
Hello, I'm from UOJDP. I'm one of the executive board members, but I'm here to speak.
What does JDP stand for?
Oh, Jewish Voices for Peace. I stand here in front of you wondering what to say. I have so much to say, yet the words often escape me. I stand here in front of you wondering what to say. I have so much to say, yet the words escape me due to the horrors that have unfolded. I think about the genocide unfolding before our eyes, through our phones. I've seen children, families, mothers, fathers burned to death. Over 15,000 children have been murdered, and there are over 40,000 martyrs and probably more martyrs under the rubble. Bombs are being dropped indiscriminately on Palestine as I speak to you. I am someone that is angry, but I realize that my anger must be transformed into love. The love in my heart and my mind drives me towards where I plan to go, which is the liberation of Palestine. People have asked me why I'm not celebrating Pride. I answer, when is Palestine liberated? They say, no, not yet. And I answer back to them, when Palestine is liberated, when the Ride of Return happens, when the river to the sea are liberated and are free, then I will celebrate Pride with you. But I also want to say, I will not celebrate Pride till Congo, Sudan, Tigray are liberated. Until that happens, I still will not celebrate Pride with you. And many others ask me and continue to ask me, and I tell them I'll practice anti-capitalist, and until then and many others, I will practice anti-capitalist, anti-colonial, queer frameworks, direct actions until that happens. So no, I will not be celebrating Pride. As a queer transgender Jew, I speak to you as a person that comes from descendants from genocide. I also speak to you as a queer trans person in which the United States wishes us as queer transgender people to be gone, as it has already been stated, there's over 500 laws that have been put into action. You may ask me, how is queer liberation and Palestinian liberation connected? Well, they're connected in every way. The United States is a part of the Imperial Court. It is one of the main perpetrators of the genocide. It is built on white supremacy, greed, colonialism, imperialism, and so much more. In our history as queer people, colonialism and imperialism have always been a part of the Imperial Court, and we always have fought it. Currently, as many of you know, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, and other U.S. war machine companies are in Pride Parade as they are committing genocide. The IOF has been posed with rainbow flags while they are committing rape, torture, sexual abuse on Palestinian men, women, and children.
Shame!
Once again, there's no pride in genocide. You must rise and resist. I think back to Stonewall and how we got our liberation as queer and trans people. Pride was a riot. It started with our trans brothers and sisters. My freedom was given by black trans women, indigenous trans women, people of color, such as Marsha P. Johnson and Sylvia Rivera, who rose and resisted with bricks. It was through the uses of bricks in resisting colonialism and capitalism that we got our rights. So when I see a child throwing stones, I support the child completely. When I see other people resist in any form, I support them completely. Because as queer people, we did the same with bricks. They are just doing it with stones. We are very connected in how we are going to achieve our liberation. They are resisting occupation. They are resisting settler colonialism. In my belief, like many others, it is without a liberated Palestine, queer liberation will not be achieved. That is the dream I have of a fully liberal, liberated Palestine. Nothing short of that. We must fight for our trans brothers and sisters of Palestine because without them, our struggle is meaningless. I'm going to leave you with one last thing. In Clearing the Map post, a quote that continues to break my heart in every single day. And I'd like to leave you this with some thoughts. And what other queer people in Palestine have said is the only thing that keeps me patient in Gaza is the CNU. Another post that broke me and continues to break me is, I don't know how long I'll live, just so I want to be in my memory before I die. I'm not going to leave my home, come what may. My biggest regret is not kissing this one guy. He died 2 days back. We told how much we like each other, and I was shy to kiss the last time. He died in the bombing. I think a big part of me died too, and soon I will be dead. To Eunice, I will kiss you in heaven. There will be no pride in genocide, and we must fight for collective liberation. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Thank you.
All right, and just really quick before I give the last little bits before we go to our action here. Todd, you wanted to come up and just give a couple words real quick?
Just 30 seconds. I'm not a black man. I'm not a Palestinian. I'm not a Palestinian, and I'm not gay. But I have been oppressed for 50 years. I'm an anti-war person since the Vietnam War. And I've done years and years. But our collective success will only come by solidarity. And that's why this group and the things that people are talking about this week, this month, are just so incredibly heartwarming for me. Thank you all.
All right. So what we're about to do here in a second is we're going to march. We're going to march, and we're going to show the Saturday Farmers Market that there is no pride in genocide, and that we can't just sit here and act like this is normal while a genocide is going on. So you got your chant speeches, or your chant sheets today. These will be some of the chants that we're using in addition to the standard Palestinian chants. You can go ahead and grab one of these signs up here. We got plenty of signs for it. I'll also take these flags off of the rack and somebody can hold them. And then just really quickly as well, before we go to that, just so that I don't forget to make this announcement at the end of the event. There's a bunch of events coming up towards the end of the month that I want you all to consider going out to. So I think on June 26th or something like that, there's an HIV Pride block party here at the Saturday Farmers Market. It's not a leftist thing, but it's not corporate, so I would say go to that if you can. And so there's that. Then there's a event coming up on June 29th at 5 p.m. at Sladen Park called Pride Was a Riot. So they'll have music, art, food, and games for that. So show some solidarity and try to get out to that too. And then there's also a showing of a film, The Life and Death of Marsha P. Johnson, on June 28th at 6 p.m. at the Art House. And where is the
13th Ferry?
Okay, that, and that's part of the Afro Valley Film Festival, by the way. Okay.
Take a group picture.
What was that? Oh yeah, there's the Dyke March today at 5. And then also on Juneteenth, on June 19th, there's a thing called the Watermelon Woman that is being shown at 7 p.m. at Spectrum. And if anybody doesn't know, that's the one over there. So, yeah. And then, yeah, there's the Dyke March for Liberation at 5 at
Washington Park?
Washburn. Washburn Park. Okay. All right, we'll give it a couple of minutes before we start marching. But again, I would encourage you, grab a sign.
Have you seen this article about
flag,
they tried to get Eric Adams. They pressured the trustees to push Eric Adams to let the police in Columbia.
Pride and genocide.
You've seen that? It's a May 16th article in the Washington Post.
Yeah.
Let's try and get some chance. Everybody grab a sign. Let's do this.
Did you see this article in the Washington Post about the influencing Eric Adams about Columbia University?
About what? I'm sorry.
Columbia University, there's an article in the May 16th Washington Post where a bunch of billionaires pushed the trustees to allow the police into Columbia.
Please hold up my dark box so I can film the Could you break it down for me?
We won't let you use our pride as an excuse for genocide! We won't let you use our pride
as
an excuse for genocide! Cut the and. Too many syllables? We won't let you use our pride
as an excuse for genocide!
We won't let you use our pride
as an excuse for genocide!
You can slam it, it breaks us.
We won't let you use our pride
as an excuse for genocide!
Queers and allies, we won't hide! There's no pride in genocide!
Well, yeah, just let me get... So, can somebody please take this flag, for one? Okay, thank you. And then also, can I get somebody to volunteer to stay here with the table when we do the march? Please, anybody. Would be willing to. You would like to? Okay, good, thank you. All right, so I'm going to grab this banner as well if somebody else would like to put another side of it. I need somebody else to hold the other side of this banner.
Pink washing has got to go.
Israel, Israel, you can't hide. We
Israel. You can't hide. Queers exist in Palestine.
Watch out behind you. I'm behind you.
Sorry. Thank you.
No pride in apartheid. No pride in genocide.
I'm terrible with a camera, man.
No pride in apartheid. No pride in genocide. Election against our pride as an excuse for genocide. 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 There's no pride in genocide.
Prison no allies, we won't hide.
There's no pride in genocide. Allies, we won't hide.
There's no pride in genocide.
Allies, we won't hide.
There's no pride in genocide.
Ho ho.
Pink washing has got to go. Hey hey.
Ho ho. Pink washing has got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho. Pink washing has got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho. Pink washing has got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho. Pink washing has got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho. Pink washing has got to go, hey, ho, ho. Pink washing has got to go, hey.
Ho, ho. Pink washing has got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho. Pink washing has got to go!
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Pink washing has got to go!
Pink washing has got to go!
Hey, hey! Ho, ho!
Pink washing has got to go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Pink washing has got to go.
Hey, hey.
Ho, ho.
Pink washing has got to go.
Ho, ho. Pink washing has got to go. Hey, hey.
Ho, ho.
Pink washing has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Pink washing has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Pink washing has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Pink washing has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Pink washing has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho ho! Pink washing has got to go. Hey hey! Ho ho! Pink washing has got to go. Hey hey! Ho ho! Pink washing has got to go. Hey hey! Ho ho! Pink washing has got to go. Hey hey! Ho ho! Pink washing has got to go. Hey hey! Ho ho! Pink washing has got to go. Hey hey! Ho ho!
Pink washing
has got to go. Hey hey! Ho ho! Pink washing has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
Pink washing has got to go. Pink washing has got to go.
Pink washing has got to go.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
Pink washing has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Pink washing has got to go.
Israel, Israel, you can't lie! Queers exist in Palestine!
Israel, Israel, you can't lie!
There's no pride in genocide! There's no pride in genocide!
It's a different one. you can't lie. Yeah. You can't lie is there are queers in Palestine. You
no
can't
lie. In apartheid. No pride in genocide. No pride in apartheid. No pride in genocide. No pride in apartheid.
No pride in genocide.
No pride in apartheid.
No pride in genocide.
No pride in apartheid.
No pride in genocide.
No pride in apartheid.
No pride in genocide.
We won't let you use our power as excuse for genocide. We won't let you use our pride
as an excuse for genocide.
We won't let you use our pride
as an excuse for genocide.
We won't let you use our pride
as an excuse for genocide.
We won't let you use our pride
as an excuse for genocide.
We won't let you use our pride
as an excuse for genocide.
We won't let you use our pride
as an excuse for genocide.
We won't let you use our pride
as an excuse for genocide.
We won't let you use our pride
as an excuse for genocide.
Queers and allies, we won't hide. There's no pride in genocide.
Queers and allies, we won't hide. There's no pride in genocide.
Queers and allies, we won't hide.
There's no pride in genocide.
Queers and allies, we won't hide.
There's no pride in genocide.
Queers and allies, we won't hide.
There's no pride in genocide.
Queers and allies, we won't hide.
There's no pride in genocide.
Queers and allies, we won't hide.
There's no pride in genocide.
There's no pride in genocide.
There's no pride in genocide.
Queers and allies, we won't hide.
There's no pride in genocide.
Queers and allies, we won't hide.
There's no pride in genocide.
Oh, wow.
Pink washing has got to go.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Pink washing has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Pink washing has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Pink washing has got to go.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
Pink washing has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Pink washing has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Pink washing has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Pink washing has got to go.
So just to address what just happened. So we were marching as a disruption, because there can be no business as usual in a genocide. The folks attending this farmers market, most of you are working class people. We're not against you. We're not trying to bust your eardrums today. We're not trying to harm you. But you need to have the dignity to understand when a genocide is going on, that we need to be speaking up against it. We need to be protesting. How can you gleefully, on a Saturday, just sit here and attend a farmer's market as if there's not a genocide going on? Where is your dignity? Where is your dignity? So yeah, we marched through the farmer's market. We disrupted your day. Because there is no business as usual when a genocide is happening in Palestine. And by God, you better be ready for there to be more of it. Thank you.
Stand up, fight back!
No justice, no peace! From Stonewall to the streets! No justice, no peace!
From Stonewall to the streets!
No justice!
Kentucky Fried, trying to reach